there are new low-density suburbs that were built in the past 10 years. Some of them people have built without approved plans. The land that they built on was approved for housing. That, there's no doubt about that one. But people went ahead and built their houses, multi-story structures, without approved plans. So what the local authority is saying now is bring your plans for approval and the city can approve them so that we can regularize your stay in Harare. The people need city services like bin collection, they need water, they need roads, they need street lighting. So we can only provide those services if the people are paying their rent to the local authority and if the people are staying there and build their structures with approved plans.
And which suburbs are you targeting?
These suburbs include, but are not limited to the ones that I'm going to tell you now. Gatwin, Pomona, Mountain and Heights, Belvedere West. There's another one along Harare Drive in Neighbouring, between Neighbouring and Chinwold. But we have quite a number of these other suburbs and some of the issues saying which were built without the approved plans. So we are saying people, please bring your building plans so that they can be approved and your building can be checked for compliance with city building bylaws.
How soon would you start demolitions if people do not come forward and heed your call?
This is immediate. We are sitting this with a lot of agents. We haven't given timelines yet, but we have given the first warning.
Take us through the steps of what they should do, should they find that they are not compliant.
Yes, the person should bring proof of land ownership, either a title deed or agreement, sale agreement. They should bring proof of payment of plan submission, based on the floor area and class of building. They should bring together them development permit and a copy of the building approval application, copy of certificate of compliance where applicable. So certificate of compliance is if there is a contractor who is providing services.